out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152.
British police say the teenager accused in a stabbing rampage that killed three girls at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class last July is facing new charges. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in London.
The new charges against 18-year-old Axel Rudicabana are for allegedly possessing the poison ricin and an Al-Qaeda training manual. He's already facing murder charges for the stabbing deaths of three children and 10 more attempted murder charges, all of them stemming from a knife attack at a Taylor Swift activities day in July. Rudicabana will appear in court on Wednesday, with his trial slated to start in January. Elizabeth Palmer, CBS News, London.
According to Luke Combs, Concert for Carolina raised $24.5 million for hurricane relief efforts in North Carolina. Combs writes on social media that Saturday's concert in Charlotte will go down as the night he is most proud of in his career. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a little breezy, and mild. Lows only drop to the mid-60s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, couple of showers in the afternoon, highs to the upper 70s and windy. Showers and storms for Wednesday night, colder Thursday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Kenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
Listening to Buck Owens. guided by a magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Nice to say, what a blessing. I can leave her on her own, knowing She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 yeah. She's a lady.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media, he'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. During the politics season, while I do listen to all the words that folks say, I prefer to crunch the numbers behind all their fancy speeches. And the number I'm thinking about today is $7.5 trillion. That is a moderate estimate by the Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget of what conservatives' plans will add to the national debt. This includes continuing tax cuts for the wealthiest people and lowering the tax rate for some corporations. And it is a lot of money. And, you know, money's going to have to come from somewhere. We can't afford anything that might create cuts to Social Security or Medicare. Seniors who've paid into Social Security are counting on that money for retirement. I don't want us risking Social Security by adding $7.5 trillion to the national debt. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
W-R-J-N.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
for wearing your green slips.
Sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
If you fail to do this, don't blame her if you believe I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving me love you can't see. You know what I mean. Oh, you gotta
treat her like a lady.
Treat
her like a lady.
Just to keep a job, I gotta fight my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Your mind. see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I beg people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
A pity, doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Calling your name in the middle of the night.
always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands
to show you.
Who's your daddy?
Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Thank you. on the cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Much.
seeking ocean.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Redemption in the Big Apple tonight as the New York Yankees came alive to win Game 4 of the World Series. Joe Davis with the call on Fox.
This is loaded, two out.
The winning run came from a grand slam in the third inning. Final score 11-4. The Dodgers lead the series 3-1 with Game 5 Wednesday night at Yankee Stadium. Former President Trump reflecting on his big night in New York.
I don't think anybody has ever seen anything like what happened the other night at Madison Square Garden. The love in that room.
Trump was in Allentown, Pennsylvania, with Vice President Harris making a speech before 75,000 people on the Ellipse across from the White House.
It is a choice about whether we have a country rooted in freedom for every American or ruled by chaos and division.
In Atlanta, police had a dangerous standoff with a 70-year-old they say was having a mental health crisis in a hotel. CBS's David Malkoff reports.
One officer was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The man has been identified as 70-year-old J. Stephen Berger. At one point, he could be seen throwing objects over his balcony, including one of his weapons. Eventually, police observed him raising his hands to surrender.
Medical assistance was prepped, and then our SWAT team did breach the door, did enter the apartment, and was able to take the individual into custody.
Another bit of bad news for Boeing. A Pentagon watchdog group accuses the company of vastly overcharging on spare parts for Air Force planes.
Boeing overcharged the U.S. Air Force on bathroom soap dispensers used in C-17 military aircraft by 7,943%, or more than 80 times the commercially available dispenser. The Defense Department Inspector General, in a report released on Tuesday, said the dispensers were one out of a dozen spare parts the Air Force in total overpaid for by nearly $1 million.
CBS's Eleanor Watson at the Pentagon. A close call in a Kentucky hospital.
Donna Rohrer says doctors at a Kentucky hospital told the family her brother was dead, but he woke up twice as doctors prepared to remove his organs.
If we'd have known that, then clearly we would have known he wasn't brain dead.
Her brother is still alive, and the case came to light during a congressional subcommittee hearing last month. Donation groups are urging that the findings of federal and state probes be made public quickly as more people refuse to become organ donors. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The smarter way to clean your floors, it's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
An NFL star is looking back on a lost love. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has our story.
Brady appears wistful over news his ex Gisele Bündchen is expecting a baby with her new love. The retired NFL stars posted a photo of a sunset to his Instagram stories, along with the Chicks' cover of Fleetwood Mac's song Landslide and three heart emojis. Bündchen confirmed to People she's pregnant with her third child. The dad, the 44-year-old supermodel's boyfriend, jiu-jitsu instructor Joaquim Valenti. Brady and Bündchen share two children. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Adidas has reached an out-of-court settlement with rapper Ye, otherwise known as Kanye West. The company says no money changed hands. Adidas and Ye have been embroiled in multiple lawsuits over the past 2 years since the rapper made anti-Semitic remarks. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, breezy southwest winds here in the overnight. Mid-60s by sunrise. The clouds stick around on Wednesday along with that gusty wind. Highs of the upper 70s. Here come the showers and storms Wednesday night into Thursday. Some of the rain will be heavy. Right now, it's 73. WRJ.